Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, Miss Donna.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encouraged. Let him know that you encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Evening, happy Thursday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? Today is Thursday, March 16th, or April 16th, 2020. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. And my Be Encouraged series continues. We're going to talk a little more about journaling and the power of journaling. Okay, first of all, I want to answer the question. Since the name of our show is a question, what is etiquette anyway? I want to answer that question. Etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manner. It is a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And who we have to thank for that is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French courts, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Yay, yay, yay. Second. Well, once again, part of our Be Encouraged series, and of course, with the amount of negative news, there's just so much negative news that we take in on a daily basis. I began this series because I wanted to use this program as a vehicle to encourage. And so that's what we've been doing. I believe we're in series number 7, I believe this may be. And so we certainly want to encourage you, and we're going to talk again about journaling. Last week we did discuss journaling as a form of communicating how you're feeling about, what our world is facing presently. And, of course, some people are certainly having difficulty, especially children, having difficulty putting into words exactly how they're feeling. And for that matter, even understanding what is actually taking place. I addressed some of those concerns on our last show, but after receiving additional comments, I decided to do this follow-up show. And by the way, I would certainly like to invite you to go back and listen to part one, for it is archived, and you'll be able to listen to that in its entirety. But we also discussed some of the health benefits of journaling as well. And what I want to do, I want to introduce my co-host this evening. Her name is Patsy Lee. Patsy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Thursday to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, so this is our follow-up show. We know that there are a lot of health benefits to journaling. In fact, there is increasing evidence to support the notion that journaling has a positive impact on physical well-being. And the University of Texas at Austin, psychologist and researcher James Pennebaker contends that regular journaling strengthens the immune cells called T lymphocytes. Other research indicates that journaling decreases the symptoms of asthma as well as rheumatoid arthritis. Pennebaker also believes that writing about stressful events help you come to terms with them, acting as a stress management tool, and thus reducing the impact of these stressors on your physical health. And he goes on to say that scientific evidence supports that journaling provides other unexpected writing, accesses your left brain, which is the analytical and rational part of your brain. While your left brain is occupied, your right brain is free to create and feel. In sum, writing removes mental blocks and allows you to use all of your brain power to better understand yourself, others, and the world around you. And I don't know about you, but I definitely would like to use all of my brain power. What do you think about that, Patsy?
Would you? I totally agree. I lost my son over a year ago, and it was so traumatic for me, and I didn't know how to express myself, anger, hurt, very emotional. A friend of mine gave me a journal. I kept it a while and refused to even open it up to write down my thoughts because they were so boggled inside. But one day I opened it up and I started writing, putting my feelings out, expressing myself, and I felt better. And each day I started journaling, and every day I got a little stronger and stronger. I would write down my anger. I would write down my sadness. And then when I felt good, I would write in there, "Hey, journal, today is a good day." So it's a good way to express your feelings, good or bad. And I think everyone should do it. If you're going through something, I think that is an excellent way to put your thoughts out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just something that when you're putting pen to paper, just continue writing and express yourself. I personally don't think there's anything more powerful that we can do for ourselves than something like that. And I remember last week I did share, I had a recent experience. I've been journaling over 30 years now. But the most recent experience, I was looking through some information that my mom had written, and I was reading that, and, I start missing her and got kind of depressed and all of that. So what I ended up doing is writing, and then 9 pages later, I felt so much better because I was able to get that out. So personally, I am certainly a strong proponent of journaling because it has helped me so much over the years. And I know a lot of times people that have not journaled before, they're trying to figure out, what's the big deal with journaling?
It is a big deal. You're right, Ms. Mm-hmm. It is a big deal.
Yeah, and just to do it, I know I had a question that came in, and they wanted to know, what basically should you do when you journal? And my answer to that, just real simple, is to be honest and authentic.
Absolutely.
In your journaling. Mm-hmm. And just don't worry about writing in any particular order. A lot of times, when we write, we think, okay, so I need to write this first and I need to do this first. Oh, man, no, that didn't happen first. Let me start over. And no, that's not right. Don't even worry about any of that. Just write. Just write. It's
write what you feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that I had a couple questions also that came in. I'm going to go ahead and address one of those. It says, Miss Donna, my son won't speak about his feelings, and all I will try to get him to write in a journal. This comes from Catherine in Macon. And yes, please go ahead and certainly try to get him. Now, one thing with kids, sometimes they may be more comfortable in drawing pictures, depending on their age. they just may want to, but we have to remember with children, though, we have to remember that they have to draw from their own particular vocabulary bank. And so they'll select the words to communicate their thinking, just their words. And that's what's so strong, too, Patsy, right? You're writing in your own words.
Your own words, what you think, what you feel. And like you said, children, they express themselves so different from we do. So like you said, with writing it out, coloring, drawing, whichever way that they can get it out, what's best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And parents should encourage them to do that.
Absolutely. And we have to also, I know with a lot of the at home, you know, homeschooling and the parents are having to oversee that right now. But with the journaling, let them just write and don't really be so concerned about looking over their shoulder, if you will. Just let them freely write and let them feel as though this is something that they're able to do and that they're able to control. So, in other words, not necessarily look at it as a writing project per se, as if it were homework for writing. So just kind of give them the freedom, right?
Yes.
And that is, yeah, that is really important. I know it's been posted, but you can certainly reach out to us at either 516-418-5894, or you can send us an email as we've received. MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. I'm going to go to the phone and see if I can pick up a couple of our callers. Extension 8484, hello. Hello, extension 8484. Okay, they may be just listening. Sometimes they will do that. So that's no worries. Extension 5880. Extension 5880. Hello.
Wow, we lost.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, hi there. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Thursday to you.
Same to you as well.
Thank you. And we're talking about the powerful benefits of journaling. And what would you like to share?
Actually, I wasn't inclined to share anything, but it is an interesting topic. I don't tend to journal too much. I do some journaling as I'm reading scripture for the most part. And to bring out, you know, some relevant points that the Lord is making. But other than that, I don't tend to journal, but I think it is a good exercise, especially in today's situation, to be able to express your feelings and emotions.
Absolutely. And we definitely want to be able to do that. And I know you mentioned that you basically kind of journal scriptures and things. That's really one of the other type of journal suggestions. It's a devotional or prayer journal, because there are several different journals. And so I'm glad you brought out that point, because there, you know, there are devotional journals. And like you said, if the Lord speaks to us, absolutely, we want to jot that down, those of us that are believers. And, and so how long have you been doing that?
Several years.
Yeah. And I'm sure as he reveals things to you that you're able to go back and look at those things that you, the different entries that you placed in, right?
Yes, that's one of the key points and benefits to it, to be able to go back and reference things and see how it applies to situations, or to see what things have come to fruition and gain from that. So it is a good way to go back and reference certain things. So I definitely do that a lot.
That is wonderful.
That's
and
great.
I'm so,
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, so glad you you called to share that with us. And I know I made a comment last week that, yes, boys, journaling is for men and boys as well, because I remember when we were little, a lot of times boys are like, I don't journal, I don't keep a diary. Remember that?
Yes.
So journaling is for everyone. So maybe we'll mention journals for boys and maybe diaries for little girls. But it's all one and the same. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Appreciate that. So I want to talk a little more also about journaling for kids. Of course, journaling helps communicate ideas through writing. And sometimes kids find it easier to express themselves through writing versus oral communication. And again, they have to basically draw on their own vocabulary. They may not know all the words, but the words that they do know, they certainly will utilize those words. And you know what? It also helps them with their handwriting skills as well.
Yes, it does.
So like any practice. Time that they can practice, go right ahead, Pat.
It's like practice for them. They get the skills of writing down and then learning to write and spell words correctly. I think it's good for kids to do.
Exactly. And like we said, it can certainly help them to put their feelings out, because where they cannot necessarily express them in a verbal manner, which will certainly help. Even when I think about, you think about, say, preteens, because that is a really interesting age range. The preteen, that age is the age that they're actually too old to fit into thinking they're elementary, but yet they're not old enough to identify necessarily with high schoolers. So they're in that age group that they're sort of in between. It's kind of that awkward age. And Patsy, I know you know that because you've gone through that, and you know it's just kind of awkward for them at that age. And so I believe this is a really good suggestion for them as well, parents, is to have your preteens, because they're dealing with a lot of emotions, they're dealing with new experiences, and they would love to be able to have a private journal so that they can, you know, be honest about their feelings. And now, parents, I'm not saying that you can't go back and look at their journal. I'm not saying that. But, of course, they want to feel at least as though it's private. And so nowadays, you know, we can monitor. I'm not saying don't monitor. We can certainly monitor. But we do want them to have the freedom, if you will, to be able to express their feelings.
Yes, freedom to be able to do it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So
I feel like
process.
If they think that they have the freedom to do it, then they would want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can do it on their own. Mm-hmm. They'll be more inclined to do it. And that's what you want. You know, we want with them.
Yeah, so they'll, you know, basically writing in journals too will allow them to feel that they also can control the content of what they're putting in there. And that's just a marvelous idea for them as well. I have another message here. It says, Dasana, thank you for your show. what type of journal should I purchase for my child? And this comes from Amanda, and Amanda's in Conyers. Thank you, Amanda, for that. Well, it depends on if you have a girl or a boy, something that they like. Something that they like. It's a boy, you might purchase something if they have a particular sport that they enjoy. You know, maybe with something with a soccer ball on the front of it. If it's a girl, maybe a doll or something on the front of. So it just basically whatever they like. Also, parents, children, you can allow them to create their own journals as well, because that will make it personable as well. So depending on what age they are, a lot of times they would like to decorate their own journal. And
yeah,
so that
art,
that will
help.
Yeah. In addition to that, as far as just other people that may have questions, adults, what type of journal should you purchase? Something that you like, something that makes you feel good. You may want, there are so many different journals out there, but I like journals with nice pages. I kind of like the texture. It's just a little different. Just something really, really special that I like. But it could something that you like to look at, something that you feel that this is something that you're going to open and you're actually going to journal. You're going to make entry. And it's just something about having a nice journal, a particular one that you like. Now, I want to say something, too, about ink pens. I really like ink pens. And, in fact, when I was younger, I don't remember if I shared this on the show, the last show we did, Patsy. I remember when I was younger, my mom and I went to a pen shop, a pen and ink shop, if you will. And I just had, I've always had a thing for pens. I've always really had a fascination with pens. So we were in a specialty pen store. I was probably, I don't know, 8, 9 years old. And they had so many different types of pens, and they were just beautiful. So I wanted this really expensive pen. And my mom was like, I don't know about that. We have some other ones here that you can get. I mean, I saw a pen that was probably $100 or so, but it was beautiful. And so I just
that's
always had a fascination. I know. I just, it's something about pens, not knowing that I would end up being a writer is probably why I had that fascination and that attraction for pens. But to me, it makes a difference with the kind of pen that you write with. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, we are talking about journaling, the power of journaling, the power of putting pen to paper, how it's therapeutic, how it allows you to just write and express yourself. But I really enjoy pens, and it's just something about when I'm getting ready to journal, if the pen is hard to write with or if it's real thin, and it's just not the same for me. And in fact, I just ordered a few days ago, I ordered a nice grip pen from one of the office supply stores because I just knew I was going to be doing a lot more journaling. And so when the pen came, I was so excited. And it's just a nice grip pen. And
right.
I like the thicker pens because they don't make your fingers cramp, in my opinion. Because if you do a lot of writing, and some people are probably thinking, listen, okay, what you all are talking about writing. Look, I'm going to do this in my smartphone. But let me say this. Let me suggest this
not
to
the
you.
Same.
It's not the same.
Patsy,
tell them why it's not the same.
It's not the same because if you just put it in your phone, that's, to me that's cheating yourself out of writing. The joy and the thrill of it and to really put your emotions in it is to sit down in a quiet place with a good pen, like Donna said, and to open up the journal. Some journals have pictures. Some of them have inspirational phrases, just thoughts of today, and then you just write. you write what you feel and you're free. Just write. You may start off writing 5 minutes. Before you know it, it's 20, 30 minutes, and you're still writing. Because once you get into it and you really feel it, then you've done it. And nobody can take that away from you. But the thrill of writing it yourself, putting it down on paper, and like Miss Donna said earlier, you can always go back and read it. And I like being able to do that. I can write it this week, and I can go back and look at it next week.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, really, if you try writing and journaling once, I can pretty much guarantee you, you're going to be attracted to journaling. And like Patsy just said, to go back, you can go back and look at it and think, wow. And a lot of times people say, well, I really don't have time to sit and journal. Well, I think now, since most of us are quarantined at home, this will be the perfect time, and it's certainly the perfect time to do things that you haven't had an opportunity to do because you've been so busy in the past.
Donna, may I say, if we're quarantined and a lot of us cannot get out, so if you can't get out to get a journal, find some paper. It's something that you can write on to get started. Start with some paper, notebook paper, some type of paper, and just start writing. And then later on, when you're able to get the journal you want, you can always transfer that into your journal. But don't let not you having a journal that you don't write. Use what you got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the same for kids. Let them, you know, they can draw their own cover or whatever they want to do. It's just a matter of doing it, and I promise you, you'll feel so much better. I have a message here. It says, Ms. Donna, where is the best place for you to journal? Thank you for your show. And this comes from Scott Byers. Scott, thank you for that question. Where is the best place for you to journal? Wherever you feel most comfortable, wherever you feel at peace.
Absolutely.
It could be in a chair, if you feel comfortable in a chair, if you're sitting in a favorite chair, if you're on the floor, if you're sitting on the bed. It just depends on where the best place you are comfortable and you feel at peace. And even if you're quarantined at this point with your family, some people might be thinking, look, I'm here locked in the house with all these kids and blah, blah, blah. How in the world am I going to do this? Well, let me make this suggestion to you, if I may. Even if you have, when you go in the restroom, and a lot of people think, oh, no, are you kidding me? Some people cannot get any type of peace until they go in the restroom, especially people with younger children. And just go wherever you can close yourself off and have some peace. Now, I'm not saying if you have 2 and 3 year olds. Let me just put this out there. If you have 2 or 3 year olds and it's just yourself with your 2 and 3 year olds, go in the restroom and close the door and leave your 2 and 3 year olds to fend for themselves. I'm not saying that, so let me say that right now, okay? You guys don't have to send me an email.
Donna, they got to take a nap, too.
Right. Exactly. See, guys?
They got to go to sleep at some point, and that's your opener right there. Put them down for a nap, or if they go to bed, hey, that's your quiet time that you can make peace, and you can start journaling then.
Yeah.
There's so many ways.
Yeah. I said, where there's a will, there is certainly
there is a way.
To do this. Yes. And we are going to, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in just a moment. One moment.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease. a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. Communication is key. Are you looking for an energetic, motivated, and exciting workshop presenter to present at your school, parent meeting, or conference? Donna Paige Riley, communication and socialization expert, author, certified leadership trainer, speaker, and coach, will bring her on-site training to your school or conference site. In today's society of social media, face-to-face communication skills seems to have been pushed aside. Attendees of this workshop will learn fun and exciting ways to more effectively communicate with their children and to ensure how their children can effectively communicate with others. Communication is Key has been featured in workshops around the country. After attending this interactive session, attendees will leave with timely, up-to-date information and numerous ideas on how to communicate with confidence. To book your workshop, go to www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette.com. Or say,
are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we've been talking about the power of journaling, the health benefits, how you can express yourself, how you can actually practice writing skills as well. I have an email that says, Ms. Donna, thank you for your topics. How long should we typically journal? This comes from Sarah in Denver. Sarah, thank you for that. Well, the best answer for that question, Sarah, is that is totally up to you.
Correct.
That is totally up to you. I don't want people to feel as though they have to fall within any particular parameters, if you will, to journal. Journaling is personal. You may even start journaling if it's something you're beginning to do. You might just start doing it for a couple of minutes. You might make just a couple of entries, write a couple of sentences or anything like that. So I don't want people to feel like it is so rigorous that you won't do it. Basically, just talk about your day, what you did today, what you did yesterday, if you helped someone, you know, who you helped, how that make you feel, who did you initiate an act of kindness for? So just write, and it's totally up to you. And you will find, even if you're writing a couple of sentences, the next time you might write three sentences, and the next time you might write a few more sentences. And then, as Patsy said earlier, sometimes you'll end up writing and writing, and then you'll look up and say, wow, I've been writing for quite some time. So I definitely want to leave that up to you, how long you write, okay? Some other different types of journals, there could be like goal planning or visual journaling.
Yes.
Kindness journal, gratitude journals, those are really important. And especially now with all of the negative news that we're hearing about and what we're going through, there's at least one or two things that you're grateful for. So that will help you come out of any type of depression or relieve some of your anxiety. Is just to sit down and think about a couple things that you're grateful for. Everybody has at least one or two things that you're grateful for. And I would even suggest, since I've been journaling so many years, I actually keep several, multiple journals. I keep a vision goal journal. I keep a Dear Heavenly Father journal. That's my devotional or prayer journal. I also certainly keep a gratitude journal as well. Some people keep dream journals. Some people dream, and they immediately, when they wake up, they write those down. So there are just so many different ones, but whatever fits you is perfectly fine. It's just a matter of getting that out. Mm-hmm.
Like Ms. Donna said, she has several. If you're in your journal, and like she said, if you go from one topic to the next, it's okay to put it all in one journal.
Mm-hmm.
Just write what you feel at that moment. If you're happy, talk about the good times. If you're sad, talk about your bad times. And then when you're happy again, talk about the way that you got out of that depression, that sadness, and you came back to joy. So it's good to have different ones, but like she said, that's her way. I think you just have to find the way that is best for you, but those are very excellent examples of the journal she had. I don't have that many. I'm not like Miss Donna, but I hope to get
there. I've been doing it for so long.
I think that wherever your thoughts are, like she said, wherever it leads you, however you feel, is your thoughts, it's private. You do what you want. You write when you want. You can talk about whoever you want because it's your journal. In the midst of it, hoping that your writing will make you feel better when you get through writing your thoughts down.
Mm-hmm. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to part two of The Power of Journaling. It's part of our Be Encouraged series. And the other voice that you hear is Patsy Lee, a very good friend of mine. And she has been journaling. In case you didn't hear from the beginning, she lost her son. And so journaling helped her as she went through her different stages of depression and so on. And it helped her to come back. So you're listening to someone that's actually been through it and can actually see the true power of the pen. And I mentioned last week, I believe, a lot of people don't really know what to start writing. Personally, if you're writing to someone, that helps you. Mine are always, Dear Heavenly Father. And the first thing I may put is, thank you for a perfect night's rest and for this new day. Or thank you for the night's rest for this new day. In case I didn't sleep well, I'm still thanking him because I'm seeing another day. So it just depends And oftentimes, I think it makes it a little easier, or you can connect a little easier sometimes, I think, if you're writing, if you're writing to someone. If someone made you angry, write a letter to them, okay? If someone did something nice for you, just like you're writing a thank you note, you can write that. So what's so wonderful about journaling, it is so personable, and you can do it however you'd like. I've heard a lot of people teaching on journaling, and they're teaching you certain ways that you should do it. But, I mean, structure is fine, but when you are at the point where you're trying to follow certain patterns that you have to do, it's not going to work, especially if you're beginning.
It has to be freely done on your own time and your own free will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, too, by writing routinely, you'll get to know what makes you feel happy and confident. You'll also become clear about situations and people who are toxic for you. A lot of times we don't talk about that part, but it's important information for your emotional well-being, so you do want to be aware of that. And again, writing about anger, sadness, other painful emotions helps to release the intensity of these feelings. And by doing so, you feel calmer and better. And, of course, you feel able to stay in the present. Okay? But I hope that you've heard something that will encourage you this evening to write, or to someone else to write, especially who may be having difficulty expressing their feelings verbally. So I just hope that you've heard something that is going to help you and or help someone else, because the main reason we do the show is to uplift, to inspire, and certainly to encourage. Okay? Well, I thank you all so much for spending part of your evening with us. Thank you again for those of you who support our show and listen each time we're on. And we've actually been doing more shows. We normally would come on Sundays, but we have, during the time where we quarantined, we want to encourage more because we know more people need to be encouraged, okay? When you email us or call us, we so appreciate it. We appreciate our loyal listeners. Perhaps you may be listening for the first time, and we thank you for that, and thanks for being a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. If there's ever a topic you would like for us to cover, please let us know, okay? And we'll see what we can do. Tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, thank you so much for spending part of your Thursday evening with us. We will be back on Sunday, and we're going to have a powerful show. Homeschooling. We're going to talk about homeschooling, since parents are homeschooling. It used to be a choice, right, before now, but now it's not a choice. So we're going to have someone to help you kind of navigate through the overseeing and the teaching and the tutoring of your children, okay? And so we're going to help you with that. So certainly be encouraged. I've heard from some parents that are saying they're pulling their hair out and they're going to kill the kids and all that. So please don't do that, okay? But again, thank you again. And Patty, thank you for joining us. And
you're quite welcome.
And I thank you all. And listen, good night, take care, and God bless. We will be speaking with you again on Sunday. Good night.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.